What's going on, man?
Oh, man, just happy to be here. What's up, baby?
Everything's going on with you.
Mr. Director?
Yeah. Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap, the documentary, in theaters this weekend. How many theaters is it going to run in?
Well, it's an independent film, so we open in only 150 theaters.
That's very good, man.
Yeah, for a documentary, a black documentary, it's hard to get into theaters. It costs a lot of money to get into theaters.
Uh-huh. And what's it about?
Well, you know, I was sitting back watching. I'm watching the Weatherman rap. I'm watching everybody rap nowadays. I'm like, people don't even really know where it comes from, and I don't really feel a lot of people appreciate that it was, you know, a youth movement that started, you know, way over 25 years ago. And I just wanted to kind of bring people up to the level of appreciation I have for it. Because if it wasn't for rap, they wouldn't be watching me on Law & Order. You know, it got me started. And, you know, it deserves its respect.
And that's amazing within itself. You made a song called Cop Killer, and now you play a part of a cop for 13 seasons on Law & Order.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, you think my first acting role was in New Jack City, and I played a cop in that one, too. But, you know, I think people got to understand that, you know, when people make records, they're playing characters, they're acting out different scenarios. And eventually people start to figure this out. If you really think I'm a cop killer or a cop, you ain't never going to have no money. You know?
So you interview, who are you interviewing in this documentary?
I interview everybody. I basically just went to my phone book. I said, look, I'd like to ask you guys a bunch of questions, my friends, but I said I'm not going to ask about the money, the cars, the jewelry, the beef. I just want to talk about the craft. I want to talk about what it takes to make a rhyme. And everybody said, no one ever asked us those questions. So I started with the beginning. I started with Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel, people like Rakim, people like Big Daddy Kane, and moved all the way up to the newer artists like Eminem, Kanye West, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Snoop. It kind of spans all the years that I've been involved in hip-hop.
So you come up with, you know, you talk with Drake, Lil Wayne, Chris?
No, I don't talk to them.
You don't talk to them?
No, I don't interview them.
You talk about them?
I interview people that I know, my personal friends. I didn't really go to the new cats, the cats that are making records. I talked to the pioneers and the legends that kind of set the foundation.
Is that because do they not appreciate the foundation?
No, it's just to tell a true story, you got to start at the beginning. Mm. And I don't have a personal relationship with Drake. I wanted to get Lil Wayne, but I couldn't get him because logistically, I had a camera crew from London. I'm doing Law & Order full time. And then I had to get the artist. That was complicated. It took 2 years to shoot the film. So not that I didn't want them. Well, Chris Brown's not a rapper.
Right.
Okay.
So I talk to just people, you know, lyrical MCs that help build the foundation of hip-hop. So it was my call. Like I tell people, this isn't go see your favorite rapper movie. You know, this is a movie where I just picked people. I got MC Light in it. I have Salt from Salt and Pepper. People that probably you guys would be more familiar with. You know, people look at me all the time and say, I'm too old for rap. I'm like, I'm 54, and I still rap. So how are you too old for rap? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all of us were part of, you know, when it was happening with Run DMC. Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of, you know, more mature people don't connect to the new sound.
Who was the first rapper to use the phrase, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care? Who? Where did all that come from?
Jay, I swear to God, I wish I knew who did that.
You would have gone to that person, too.
I don't know who did that. I mean, I know who invented the term hip-hop, and that was Afrika Bambaataa.
Right.
It sounds good. It opens in theaters this weekend.
I got to go see it. I've heard a number of good stuff about it, man.
Yeah.
It's getting good reviews.
Yeah.
We have, in a world of hate, we haven't gotten one bad review.
That's saying something.
In a world of hate.
In a world of hate. There's a lot of hate out there.
You can't even save a baby nowadays. Somebody will say you picked the baby up wrong.
Right.
You know, so I mean, it's a wonderful film. It's very inspirational. It's called Something from Nothing because I started rapping before anyone had ever bought a car rapping.
The documentary is in 150 theaters around the country,
man.
This weekend. Ice-T.
Thank you.
Best of Coco.
Thank you.
Later, man.